Hey, y'all, just a quick heads up. The episode you're about to listen to is 8 to 10 years old. Now, these episodes were intended to be evergreen, and I still believe there's a lot of good information in these early episodes, but I do want to let you know that some of my ideas have evolved over time. Times have changed since we made these episodes, and ultimately, I'd like to think I've grown a lot as an artist and a human, and that these don't necessarily represent my best work or the best of the podcast. If you're new around here, I suggest starting with the most recent episode, or at least go back to around 300 and move forward from there. Enjoy the episode. This episode is supported by In The Making, an original podcast brought to you by Adobe Express, the all-in-one content creation app included in your Creative Cloud membership. If you are trying to boost the YouTube, TikTok, Reels content side of what you're doing, one episode of In The Making that I think will be super useful to you is their episode with John Yushai. I think John's method for including his audience in the process is really inspiring. And if you want to hear about that and more about leveling up your game in the creator economy, just search In The Making in your podcast player to listen. Many thanks to In The Making and Adobe Express for their support. Really needed to rehaul my website. I was talking to some web people, looking around, and I got intrigued by Squarespace's new Fluid Engine, partially because it just sounds cool, but also because it allows you to drag and resize and layer up anything you can imagine. I dove in, rebuilt my site. It's the most me site that I've ever had. I just absolutely love it. Launched it. Got such a great response. Some industry illustration and designy peers even reached out and was like, hey, who coded this thing, man? I'm like, y'all, I did it by myself. No coding with Squarespace's new Fluid Engine. I told him, like, you should go check it out. You're going to be surprised with what you can do. And I built this thing before Squarespace reached out to sponsor the show. So I was like, boom, easy peasy. I was going to tell you about this new site anyway. Go check it out, AndyJPizza.com, if you want to see what I did with it. If you want to try it yourself, make a site that's totally you, where you can build a portfolio, sell content and courses and all kinds of other stuff, head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with promo code PEPTALK, all one word, all uppercase. Yo, yo, yo. Hello, everybody. It's me, Andy J. Miller, commercial artist, graphic illustrator, whatever term you prefer to use. I don't have time to make a whole podcast, but I just felt like I had so much stuff on my mind and on my heart that I wanted to share that I thought, I don't want to leave you with nothing this week. But this is a free one, so Patreon backers, you don't have to pay for this one, because it's just going to be short, sweet, just me sharing a few things that are on my mind and updating you about a few different things. So real quick, just a few updates. First of all, Illustration Age, where you can find this podcast. They're a sponsor, a syndicate, a best friend of the podcast. And they're Thomas James over there. He's putting together a really crazy giveaway with all kinds of people involved and all kinds of companies, and it's going to be fantastic. So go check out their Facebook page, Illustration Age, because that's where he's going to launch it, and I think he's going to launch it next week, so go check that out. Also, as an update on the Patreon, I do a Patreon for this podcast where you can give money per episode to give back to the podcast, and it helps me offset costs like the SoundCloud. I have a pro account for that, which is a little expensive. I, you know, have bought new mics over the course of the 50 episodes. And I spend a lot of time preparing for these projects or these podcasts and delivering them. So thank you so much for backing that. You can go find it at patreon.com/creativepeptalk. A note on that is I actually closed the $10 backer tier this week because I'm teaching a self-promotion class at the Columbus College of Art and Design, and I've got too many projects on, and I can't deliver the kind of reviews that I was trying to give those $10 backers. I just couldn't get to them. And so rather than just keep that open and, you know, not let it be excellent, I close that down. So I might end up eventually, if I can figure out a different way of doing my schedule and doing all the things I'm doing, then I might eventually open some kind of online thing where I get to interact with people one-on-one in a class scenario or something along those lines. But right now, I had to close that down because I'm just too busy. Another little note, go search me out. Go download the app Periscope. It's an app for viewing live video. And I'm going to be doing some recording of myself doing the podcasts, doing similar things to the podcast on there. So go search me out. I think it's Andy_J_Miller.com. Or sorry, Andy_J_Miller. That's my username on Periscope. Go find me, go follow me, and it'll update you and notify you when I'm streaming live. If you love the podcast, that's a way to get it even more directly, and I'm looking forward to doing that when I get a little bit extra time. So that's all for the notes. I just wanted to record a quick pep talk, a legitimate pep talk, because there are so many things on my mind and on my heart about creativity as I'm dealing with students, as I'm preparing to speak at Creative Works, the conference next week in Memphis. I have all these things on my mind, and I just feel the biggest thing that keeps coming back to me is this idea of not quitting. So I think sometimes we hear a lot about not quitting, like figure out what you want to do and don't quit until you do it. Now, I think that's actually not a very nuanced piece of advice. And I think that there's some really brilliant stuff there that's totally true and accurate, but it's missing some important pieces. And actually, my talk is going to be a little bit about this at Creative Works next week, but I'm not going to go into all of it. I just wanted to pass this on. I do believe it's super important not to quit. I believe it's important to have an idea of the way that you want your life to look. So for me, I'm always searching for the perfect balance between being financially thriving and that demand, that money, that opportunity being for the work that I find creatively fulfilling at this current place in my life. And so that's what I'm always shooting for. That's my vision of what I want my life to be like. And I have reasons why. I believe that I'm supposed to be doing creative work. I believe that when I'm creatively fulfilled, I'm a better parent. And it's going to affect my kids' lives in a great way. And so there's deep-rooted reasons why I believe that vision is important for my life and for other creative people's lives. And that's why I do this podcast, because I don't think our society is set up to make it easy to thrive financially making creative work that's fulfilling. I think terms like graphic design made it sound like it was going to be easy and professional and creatively fulfilling. Then we go out and get a job, and all of a sudden we're not creatively fulfilled and something's not right, okay? And instead of quitting that job and going to be a barista or whatever, not that there's anything wrong with being a barista, but instead of doing that and giving up completely, I think this piece of advice that says, don't give up, keep pushing forward, keep learning, keep pushing, I think that's totally true about the broad scope of your vision of being creatively fulfilled and making a good living. I think that don't ever give up doing that. And I think it's important to pick a road, pick a market and a niche, and stick with it for a period of time. and really dig deep into it and commit to it for a season of your life. And when that season's over, though, don't give up if it didn't work. But you might have to shift gears. You might have to pivot the direction you were going. You can evaluate that season of commitment and say, look, here's what was good about it. Here it was bad. And here's what was creatively fulfilling. Here's what wasn't. I suspect that the next road I need to take, the one that is maybe going to lead to more opportunity and more creative fulfillment, is this direction. And so you're not giving up completely. You're not totally shifting gears from one career to the next, but you're pivoting a little bit. You're moving a few degrees in towards a different direction. You know, I was talking with my friend this week, Will Johnston. He's actually the guy who got me into Modest Mouse, which ended up pushing me into design and illustration. So thank you, Will. If you're listening, I know you're a big podcast guy and you were going to check this out. So thank you, Will. And he reminded me of the Marc Maron podcast episode with Obama. And Obama said that whatever you think about Obama, don't get hung up on that. But Obama said something interesting. He said that that a democracy or a government, you know, you can't do a 180 with a government. It just doesn't work that way. If it's like a giant ship, you can't just turn the ship around. You just have to go a few degrees towards the right direction, you know, every year. And you can only do about a degree a year. And I think if you look at your creative career like that, instead of thinking, I'm either going to make this thing happen and it's going to look exactly how I want it to look, or I'm going to do something else, I'm going to go make coffee, I'm going to go sweep floors and just totally let go of creativity and totally move on. Instead of thinking like that, I think it's a lot more important to think, I'm going to make a significant contribution to the direction that I think is the best right now. And I'm going to commit to that for a season or an amount of work. A project. I'm going to commit that direction. And when I've committed and that season's over, I'm going to evaluate it. And if I need to shift a few degrees over, I will. And then I'll go the next path. And the reason I think this is so important is that it's been true in my life and I've reaped the benefits of not giving up and keep pushing and keep tweaking and keep experimenting until I started to find a balance of the right amount of demand where I've got a lot of demand for the work that I want to be doing. And I think early on I was concerned, like, if I keep tweaking and I keep having all this strategy and I'm trying to find clarity in my direction, will this actually pay off? And I guess this episode of the podcast is me speaking to myself 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and saying, it's gonna work. Keep doing the hard thinking. Keep trying to find clarity. Keep adjusting little degrees every year. Because every time you do that, every time you identify a problem in your work and you solve it, you're one step closer to finding that balance. Now, right now, to be perfectly honest, I'm not in balance because actually this year has been crazy and the demand has been a bit nuts. But I haven't been in that situation before. You know, the past couple of years have been really good, but this year, you know, I'm having to reevaluate what I'm doing because I'm having to turn stuff down. And I don't say that lightly. You know, in the last episode, we talked with Draplin, and we talked about being broke, and we talked about, you know, not having the ability to choose what you're doing. And that's a hard place to be in, and I've been there. So I don't say it lightly. I'm so grateful that I'm in a situation where the demand is a little bit out of balance because I haven't really been there before. And so that's fantastic. I love it. But I want to look back and the biggest thing I want to do is I want to look back and say, figure out, instead of worrying about what you're capable of, instead of thinking, you know, sometimes we get so obsessed with being self-aware that we're so aware of what we're not and what we're not good at and only understanding where our strengths are today that we underestimate how far we can actually get in a few years. And we get so self-aware that we plot little goals and little dreams. And I think what I wish I would have done is I spent so much time a few years ago worrying about whether I was cut out to do this or that. And luckily enough, I wanted it bad enough that I kept making little investments anyway. Now, the further I went, the more comfortable I got making bigger investments because I realized if I dedicate myself to the thing that I really, really desire, the thing that I really want to do in my career, if I'm dedicated, that's actually more important than being talented. And I wish that I could slap myself in the face from 5 years ago and be like, quit worrying about if this is the quote unquote right path, the exact right direction. Concern yourself with, is this something that I have a significant desire that will equal a significant investment? Because if that's true, great things start happening when you have that. That's an equation that turns into great things. And so rather than worry about whether you're cut out for this or that or all that good stuff, spend a lot of time getting deeply familiar with what is it that I actually want to be doing? What is it that I think that there's going to be a significant demand for if I get good at it? And I'm going to be fulfilled creatively if I'm spending my time in that zone. And just start mulling over that question. And so I'm going to talk way more about this at Creative Works next week. And if you're there, then you're going to hear about it. And that's going to be fantastic. If not, I'm sorry. But I hope that this is just in a little tiny podcast, a little encouraging pep talk for you guys. Because I didn't want to leave you with nothing this week. And I have all this stuff on my mind and on my heart that I wanted to share with you. And I really do believe that, you know, an unlived creative life within a person can do so much more damage, not just that person, but to the people around them. And I think it's really important that you take this stuff seriously and that you do the best that you can. So thanks for listening to the podcast. Thank you guys for sharing the podcast, for the excitement about it. You know, I want to grow this thing. I feel like I'm not doing the best job of getting the word out and connecting. And I guess the best way of doing that is I need your guys' help. If you guys love this and it means something to you, I super appreciate when you reach out and tell me. But go tell other people that you think it's going to benefit. That means so much to me. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for all your encouragement. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for the reviews on iTunes. You guys are awesome. Next week, I hope to have a full episode. I might not be able to. We'll see. But thanks, guys. Keep making stuff and keep staying excited about what you're doing so that you can make those significant investments in your future, in your creative work. Thanks, guys. Stay pepped up.